Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Lamed Tes. Psachim Lamed Tes 39. As we continue in the second paragraph of Maseches Psachim, the last daf yesterday, the past couple of days, have been about matzah from the Mishnah daf Lamed Hey, Lamed Hey, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches. That was matzah issues. And today we start Maror issues until the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Be'elu Yurakos Sh'adam Yotzi Bohenyi Dechavasa Pesach. The following vegetables one can use to be yotze their mitzvah of maror on Pesach. As we know, the mitzvah d'oraisa of maror only applies bezman hamikdash when one is eating the maror along with the korban Pesach. Bezman hazeh, the mitzvah of maror is only d'rabanan. Matzah, there is a mitzvah, a pasuk that connects the mitzvah of matzah to korban Pesach as well. Al masos umeroim yochluhu. You shall eat the korban Pesach with matzah and maror. But there's a separate pasuk that says ba'erev tochlu matzos, which makes it d'oraisa even bizman hazeh. But when it comes to maror, the only pasuk we have links the maror with the current Pesach, and that is why it is derabanan. Says the Rambam, achilas maror eina mitzvah min haTorah bifnei atzma ela tuluya hi ba'achilas haPesach. It's dependent she mitzvahs asay achas le'echol basar haPesach al matzah umarorim umidivrei sofrim le'echol hamaror levado belel zeh afilu ein sham korban Pesach. That is the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis, that it is bizman hazeh derabanan, as the Gemara is going to say, all the way at the end of Maseches Psachim as well. But either way, what is the mitzvah of maror? Says the Mishnah as follows. One of these following yurakos, bechazeres, it's a type of lettuce, betamcha, uvachar chavina, ubeolshin, ubemaror. Those five types, the Gemara will talk about what exactly those five types are. What is maror? Maror is one of the five types? Or maror is an all-inclusive word or category to include anything else that fits in. You could use these first four or anything else. That's 2 days in the Rishonim. What exactly does maror mean? Right? So either pashas it means another type of vegetable, which we're not exactly sure which one. Rabbeinu David says, "Venira shehu echad mimine hayirakos hamarim," one of the bitter vegetables, and then he quotes that others say, "No, be'efshar shehamaror shebe'mishnah seinu." It's really inclusive of anything bitter, right? And then in the footnotes here, yeah, that's what the various Rishonim say, but that's what the might be included. V'zeu shemavarchin al achilas marar, and that's why we make the bracha al achilas marar al shem hayerek hamar mevarchin velo al min echad levado. And when we say al achilas marar, we're relating to the category. We're not relating to the specific item. Okay, so we'll get to more where exactly the word maror comes from in the Gemara. Okay, but either way, the last one on the list, maror, might mean a specific one or might mean all-inclusive of whatever else could be used. Yotzin Bohen, the Mishnah continues, one could use them, bein lachim, bein yevashim. One is allowed to use the vegetables for the maror, whether they are moist or whether they are dry. We'll see what that is referring to on Amud Beis. Aval lo kivushin velo shlukin velo mevushalin. But they cannot be kavush. What does kavush mean? We'll get to it. Some type of soaking. Shlukin and mevushalin are both terms of cooking. So various Rishonim say which one is more of a cooking. Rashi says shlukin is mevushal harbe. Mevushal harbe is very, very cooked until it's about to fall apart. Mevushalin means it's cooked not as much as shlukin. Other Rishonim say it's just the opposite. Shlukin is a little bit of mevushalin, it's totally cooked. Either way, a cooked vegetable, a cooked bitter vegetable cannot be used, says the Mishnah. Let's go back to the first item. Well, kavushin. What does kavushin mean? So Rashi says here, kavushin bichometz. One word, Rashi says. If you're kavush, if you soak it in vinegar, that is not allowed to be used. The Magen Avraham says that this is Rashi lishitaso. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach refers to Rashi elsewhere in a sugya in Yaradeya. First, let's go to the Magen Avraham here, and then we'll follow his line of thought. Says the Magen Avraham in Tuf Ayin Gimel Yud Dalin, quoting the Shulchan Aruch there says, "Lo kvushiv lo shlukiv amu b'shalin." What does kvushiv mean? So says the Magen Avraham, "Vinira li da'azel l'shita say." Rashi is going according to his reasoning based on Yaradeya Simin Kuf Hey. The sugya of kavish kimavushal. We know in Yaradeya there is a sugya of, even though usually in order to transfer taste, something has to be hot, something has to be yatzel lettuce. But if I stick a milchik cold fork into a cold hamburger, nothing happens. right? It's as long as it's clean and it's cold and cold, there's no taste transfer. Right? You need heat to transfer taste. Except we did mention last week that it could be that if you have something sharp, a davar charif, along with a knife, dukat the sakina, so that might substitute for taste. There's another item, there's another event that might substitute for, There's another event that might substitute for heat, and that is what is called kavush. Kavush, something that is soaked in another item, or you have a fleishik, you have chicken soup, cold chicken soup that sits in a container for 24 hours, that container becomes fleishik, because it is kavush, kavush kemavushal, the Chazal say. So what does that mean, kavush kemavushal? So Rashi has a shita. Rashi says kavush kemavushal only means in vinegar. That is Rashi shita. Other Rishonim argue, but it says the Shulchan Aruch, iser shedishrim heter me'eis la'eis, an iser that's soaked in heter me'eis la'eis, 24 hours, bitsonein, in cold, mikri kavush, v'hari hukim evushal, v'ne'asar kulo, avapachos v'kan v'dachasagi, if it's less than 24 hours, then just rinsing it off would be enough. When the Ramah has two deos, does the kavush mevushal affect even what's sitting out of the kavush? If you have a solid item that is half in the liquid and half is out of the liquid, so do I say what's out of the liquid also becomes mevushal, like real bishul or not? That is the two deos in the Ramah. But either way, says the Magen Avraham right here. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch there, doesn't say specifically kavush applies to chometz. Doesn't apply. Right, the next halacha, the end of the Sif Aleph, v'imu kavush b'toch tzir or b'toch chometz, imsha, then it talks about different rules. But the first half of the Shulchan Aruch is obviously just in water, or just in other liquid. It doesn't say specifically relating to chometz. Says the Magen Avraham says here, Rashi is l'shitaso. Why does Rashi here, Imsach and Lamites, say that which kavush is excluded and you can't use it for maror? That's only when it is kavush in chometz, in vinegar. But if it would be, let's say, kavush in water, so then Rashi would say, you could use that. That's not kavush kibavusho. Im haya, this is the Magen Avraham talking now. Im kenim shara hamara b'mayim me'eis leis, ein yotzin bo. I'm sorry, I skipped. So this is Rashi Shita. Aval a non-kaimalam, but we hold davar hashari b'mayim me'eis leis havi kavush havi kibavushal. And therefore, im shara hamara b'mayim me'eis leis, ein yotzin bo. We hold, not like Rashi here, we would say even in water, dinis batel miribuso, because it's as miribus would be batel soaking in water. That's the Magen Avraham, that Rashi would say that if it's soaked in water, it would be okay, you would be able to use it for maror, masha'en kain, according to what we hold. Meaning it's l'shitaso. If you look in the Chok Yaakov, right here on the bottom of the page, the Chok Yaakov argues on the Magen Avraham. The Chok Yaakov says, no, l'anias daiti, I think the minhag shel Yisrael Torah, I think the minhag shel Yisrael is Torah. What do you mean? Because he says many people soak their maror before Pesach. So what do you mean if they soak their maror? According to the Magen Avraham, soaking it in water is a problem. And this is Rashi l'shitaso. Says the Chok Yaakov, no, I think everybody, even though there's a machlokas there in Yerodea, in Sibit Kofei, that whether it's chometz or mayim, I think here everybody would agree to Rashi that only chometz ruins it. Why? Because even if you soak it in water, there's still ta'am. And the ikar of maror is the ta'am, the taste, as we'll see from many different halachas. He says, the Chok Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch is the same author as the Shvus Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, 1700s. So he has the Shuvus of the Shvus Yaakov, and he has here the Chok Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch on Hilchas Pesach. He says, the Afla post Kim Linyan Isser, Davi Kavush Bamayim Eis Leis, Linyan Bliya Upleta, Mikom Akob Kan Modu, the Davka Bachometh Nasu Kavush. Here there will be Modu. Why? Because as we're going to have on Amid Beis, Kol Sheyesh Bo Tam Morar Yotzin Bo, as long as it's not in vinegar, adayin yesh bo tamarar. V'chein hadavar nireh ba'ayin u'bechush. And we see it, that even if it's soaked in water, it still tastes like marar. And it's soaked in water, it still tastes like marar. And therefore it's machlokas, Magen Avraham and the Chok Yaakov. What would we say l'maisa? Halacham is manazet. The Magen Avraham says, when it's not allowed to soak marar in water beforehand for 24 hours, and the Shvus Yaakov says, not a problem, only in chometz would be a problem. And this is the first, but there will be many halachas that we will see throughout the Masechta, this parak and the last parak, how maror is defined and goes by its tam. And that's why it could be a rule breaker for other areas of halacha. The Yerushalmi here, right here in Pesachim, in Parak Beis, has a havamina that on a vegetable that is kavush or shalak or various contexts. We're going to have it later on actually in this parak also. One would say a shahakol. And the Gemara, and why? Because here it says you can't use it for maror. And the Yerushalmi says, as a maskana, no. Shiny maror, right? Shiny maror here because it's totally on taste. Mashenkein hilchas brachas, right? And who? That's the Yerushalmi. If you look in the Pnei Yeshua right here, Pnei Yeshua doesn't quote the Yerushalmi, but he was mechavin to the Yerushalmi. That's the Pnei Yeshua. Hava mina that you would compare hilchas brachas and hilchas pesach. Mashenkein, he says, you wouldn't do that because it just has different rules. Hadalo makshina mehacha, says the Pnei Yeshua. The fact that our Gemara does not ask from here. Lamanda amar, prepare case of Mavarchim, according to the opinion in Brachas. The shlakos bin mosayu kaimi, that shlakos you would make a bari prihadama on. Aye, so doesn't our Mishnah prove against that? Our Mishnah which says that you cannot use it for marar, doesn't that mean it does not stay, retain its own entity, and therefore you'd make a shahakol? So how could there be an opinion in Brachas that says you would make adama? Mikomne says, no, because Mako men Yosef and the Kuliyama Tamara beinon Veleka the Piki Agavna Masakash Hasam Perakizma Varchem. You'll see Lotalia Bahach Plukta Damaroy Linian Shlokos Elapliki. There's another Machlokas. That's what he says. He says, don't say that this is parallel issues. You might be Machali between them, and what you say in one Hilchas Brachos and Hilchas Mara on Pesach might not be the same rules. And we'll have it later on, the difference between bala maror and bala matzah. If somebody forces you and stuffs matzah down your throat, you can be yotzei. Stuffs maror down your throat, you're not yotzei because one needs the tam of maror. The Gemara says later on, a kuf tezvav, we'll see that one shouldn't be mashheh the maror and keep the maror in the charoses so long so that the taste of the maror is lost. Okay, there are various halakas that have to do with the tam of the maror, but that's right here. It starts with the Machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Chok Yaakov on our Mishnah. Good, we continue. So the Mishnah said you can't use Kavish or Shalak or Mivushal. Umitztarfin l'kizayis. And all the different types of Marar are Mitztaref to a Kizayis. We already talked about this on Daf Lamed Hey. The Ran, right here on our Mishnah, asks why does it say these two words, Umitztarfin l'kizayis, in the Marar context but not in the Matzah context? Right, why can't you use wheat and barley and spelt? So Ran says in a chinami, you can use that for matzah too. The chiddush is that you can use it for maror. You can split up. Why? Because you might say, as we just said, because taste is so important by maror, the tam, the merirus, so you might have said that each different maror is mevatel the tam of the other one. By matzah, it's not the ikar, it's not the taste. You just mashlim all of them and you eat the kazayis of matzah. By maror, you might say the ikar is the tam, and therefore different types of maror are mevatel the tam of each other. Kamash v'lon, you don't say that. That was the chiddush of the Ran that we mentioned to get ready back on Daf Lamed Hey. But there is a tremendous chiddush here quoted by the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes asks a simple question. Why are the two words of the Mishnah, mitzafen l'kazayis, where they are? Shouldn't they be right at the beginning? Right after you list the five types, you should say, mitzafen l'kazayis, or right after you could use the moist or the wet. Mitzafen l'kazayis, why does it have mitzafen l'kazayis after the exclusion of kavush, shalak, and mavushal? Right, what does that have to do with it? Mitzafen l'kazayis should be earlier in the Mishnah, and then say what types of items can you not use. Says the Sfas Emes, I suggest, but he says, I didn't see this in the poskim anywhere, so I'm kind of scared to say it. But I think there's a tremendous chiddush hidden here. And that is, the Mishnah is holding that you cannot use kavush, shaluk, mavushal. That's why he says that. But then it says, umitztarfin, but you can use them. Of course you could use the regular five. But the Mishnah says you could even use these other items to be mashlim, the shear of kizayis. Vahatam, he says, L'chein haya efshar lomar deko yakvushin ushlukin de'ein yotzin bohem v'yal kalpanim mitzarf ala hashlam kazayis. You can still use it to be mashlam. Why? The atam and his reason is extremely important. Yesh lomar de'be'emes. We'll talk about this much later in the rush in the last parak. De'be'emes b'morar atzmo luksiv achila l'horos deboy kazayis. There is no pasuk that says tochlu morar. There's no pasuk that says that. Al matzah ram yochluhu is referring to the Gemara Pesach. Toksiv al matzah ram yochlu koyah Pesach. V'lo nomar loshen achila b'mara gufe. Rak the yesh lomar the alfinan mi matzah mehekesha. We just learned it from matzah from a hekesh. What about imkein yesh lomar? And therefore, says the Sfas Emes, it's possible to hadiba inan she yargish tamarar b'pachas mikizayis na misagi. Who says that you need the tam of a kizayis amarar? You could have the tam of less than a kezayis. Okay, you have to eat a kezayis altogether based on a limud and a hekesh, but you don't need the tam of a whole kezayis. V'hu adin sheyochal chatzi zayis v'yivla chetzio. Maybe you could eat a half a kezayis and swallow half a kezayis. Mehai taima. That's what mitzarfin means. That you can, even though these kavush or shalach lost the taste, it could be that they could be mashlim the shear because you don't need the taste of an entire kezayis. You need taste and you need a kezayis, but you don't need the taste of a kezayis. Achlo nimsa b'shem posik chidishet, but I didn't find this anywhere. Gam nirali, and you might even say dekivan shu shalak ein beguf hamorat hamariris v'nafak b'taras mara lagamrei v'nerei afilu etztaref. You might say that it doesn't have the status of mara anymore. Once it loses the taste, therefore it can't even be mashlim. But he has that as an amazing suggestion. It's a suggestion. Again, the important point being that he points out it doesn't say the word achila by mara. That's also, I've mentioned it now, but we're going to come back to it later. How do you know, there's a very important rush in the last parak. How do you know they have to have a kezayis of mara? How do you know? So you know what the rush says? The rush says, somewhat well-known. We're going to try to make it well-known right now. Says the Rosh, because in the bracha we say, al achilas marar, and ein achila pachas mikazayis. It's called achronim. What do you mean, because of the bracha? The bracha is afterwards. The bracha is not halacha moshe b'sinai. Chazal made up the bracha. So what does that mean? Because it says, because in the nusach of the bracha d'rabbanan, it says, al achilas marar, so it must be that the mitzvah is to eat a kezayis. Very unusual. Gotta figure out what the Rosh means. Must mean that Chazal had a Mesorah that it should be a Kezayis, and that's why they were Mesakein, the language of Achila in the Bracha, and Memela, right, it's kind of circular. Either way, that's the Sfas Emes highlights this idea as well, in terms of wondering, and at least having the idea that you might separate between the Ta'am and the Shi'ur. And you might need the Ta'am of Marar, but maybe not from the whole Shi'ur of Marar. If you look in the Eretz Tzvi, the Kashuk Lover has a tshuva where he discusses, tries to be mastic the minhag of certain rebbes who would eat less than a kezayis of Marar. Right? Eat some of the horseradish and very sharp. But he's really says maker din. One shouldn't be done. But he tries to be master of the minhag of eating less. But the Shulchan, the Gemara, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch all say one has to eat a kezayis of mara. We continue. The yotzin. There's a lot of action on this Mishnah. The yotzin bekelach shelahen, and one can use the stalk, right? The middle stalk. You don't have to use the leaves of mara. You use the stalk, like we use romaine lettuce. So the middle stalk, one can use that. The Rishonim here quote Rabbeinu Tam, though, that says, you can't use the roots. You can use the stalk, and you can use the leaves, but you can't use the roots. Okay? Ubidmai, says the Mishnah. One can use demai, as we said, by matzah as well, because one can make themselves into an ani and have demai mutter. Ubidmai sarisha shenilo chumaso, and also maisa rishon, that is truma gadola, is trumas maisa was taken off. And remember the case was that you took it very early, so it was not obligated in truma gadola. Umaisa sheni vehektish aniftu, and maisa sheni vehektish, that were redeemed. One could also use that. Remember we had also the discussion on daf, lamed hey, what exactly is the chiddush of maisa sheni vehektish aniftu, and we said, maybe it's if you gave the karen and you didn't give the chomesh, that is the chiddush. Good. Just one ha'ara that I forgot to mention yesterday, and that is the Tosfos yesterday. It has to do with all of these items as well, so I'm going to fit it in here. Demai, Maisa Rishon, we said tevel you can't use. And Marar of tevel also one cannot use. The Tosfos at the top of Lama Chesam and Aleph, just going back for a minute, quoted a question that the Gemara yesterday we had spoke about the lechem, the matzah having to be yours, or at least not allowed to be stolen. So ask Tosfos, what do you need the whole Svara, the whole drusha earlier that we had, that tevel is excluded because you're only allowed to use something for matzah, that the only isser that would apply to it is chametz if you had it rise, and you can't use tevel because another isser would be involved, but isn't tevel not yours? It's aser bahana, so it's not yours anyway. So why can't you just use the drusha of lachem lachem that we had on yesterday's daf, on daf lamed ches, to substitute, and you don't need the earlier drasha that we had in Daf Lamed Hema Beis relating to that you need something that the only Isser related to it is Chametz and not Tevel. So Tosa says you find it also by Esrog. By Esrog Shel Tevel, it's not yours. So what's the difference between that and Matzah? So Tosa quotes an important line, I just wanted to read it. But T-Rate 3, the Re says, on yesterday's Daf, by an esrog shel tevel, it's not yours. Why? Kivan shetzarach litein mimenu lekohen ula levi ubiina shekol esrog shelo. By an esrog, if you give a piece of an esrog to the kohen of the levi, it's a done esrog. You're not being able, you can't use it. So that's why it's no good over there. Tevel of tevel esrog shel tevel is no good. But here by matzah sheim achol kol kach. Does the entire matzah have to be yours? A kizai, so the matzah has to be yours. There's no din of shalim. There's no din of we use lacha mishnah as parallel. But as long as you eat a kizai, so matzah, you yotzei. So the part that's not yours, the truma, the meiser, that's going to be hufrash, from that tevel, as long as there's a kizai besides that, it's enough to be yours. And that's why we needed the other a drasha of relating to Averos, not just this Rav Lachem. That Tosfos highlights, though, Tosfos seems to be saying it implicitly, that the Isser of Tevel is Mishum the Truma Shebo, and you could separate the Truma Shebo and everything else. Right, that's a sugya that we've touched on in the past. Whether Tevel is an independent Isser, or it's in a continuation of the Isser, whether after your Mafresh Tevel, is it only the Isser of Truma, is that a continuation of that Isser of Tevel, or is it an Isser Mechudash, or Yosef Engel Ezel Chakira, but that is just the ha'ara that we had on the table yesterday. Okay, let's get back to our Gemara. Says the Gemara, back to what is maror, chazeres chasa. Chazeres is chasa. The lettuce. Ulshin, hindavi, endives. Tamcha, amar abar rachana, tamach tashma. Type of horseradish. Charchavina amar, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, atzvasa de dikla. The type of vine that wraps around the palm tree. Umamarar miririsa. So again, does that mean any maror or a specific type of vegetable that we discussed on the Mishnah? Tani bar kapara, I'm going to have a couple of lines here having to do with identification of these vegetables. Tani bar kapara. Elu yirakos sha'adam yotzi buheni dechavasa bepesach. The following vegetables, the following items can be used. Be'ulshin, u'betamcha. Those are in the Mishnah. U'becharchalin, becharchavinin, u'bechazrin. Different types of vegetables. Rav Yehuda Omer. Rav Yehuda the Amora says, Af ol sheisadev, ol shegina v'chazeres. Also these, ol shegina v'chazeres, atonale resha. What's Rav Yehuda adding? Two of the three were already said in the resha, in the first opinion. Hachi kamar, af ol sheisadev, ol shegina v'chazeres. It means to say the third one that was added, ol sheisadev, these types of endives are like the others and can be used also. Rabbi Meir Omer, af asvas v'tura umar yiroar. Those three are also included. Amalei Rabbi Yosi, asvas v'tura echadu. Those are really the same. Umar zeh hu yiroar. And mar is also called yiroar. You see on the side, it has different gears. So also, all of these are just identifying. Tani Devei Shmuel, Eli Yirakos Shalom Yosef and Yechavasa Bepeslach, the following, Bechazeres, Beolshin, Uvetamcha, Uvechar Chavinin, Uvechar Ginin, Uvechar Dufnin, all of these, we'll get to some conceptual ideas of these in a few minutes in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Avchazeres, Yulin, Vachazeres, Galin, Vachayotzibohen, these other types of Chazeres, Rabbi Elam, Omer, Mishim, Rabbi Elazar, Av Arkablin, also Arkablin. What is Arkabla? Another type of Mara. This is a line from the Mishnah we had in Erevin. The Chazarti Akol Talmida, and says Rabbi Ila'a, I checked all the Talmidim of Rebbe Lazar, Ubikash Delochav, Evelo Matzasi. I asked if anybody heard this from Rebbe Lazar. And I didn't find anybody who knew this, who heard this from Rebbe Lazar, that you could also use Arkablin. Ukshabasi, the Fair Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov, Hodiladvarai. But when I went to Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov, he was moda to me. He was moda that Rebbe Lazar did say this, that it can be used. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Kol Sheyesh Lo Saraf. Any vegetable that has sap, that means when you break it, when you cut it open, there's moisture that comes out. Those, that was also a requirement of Maror. Rebbe Yochanan ben Broko Omer, Kol Shepanav Machsifin. As long as it is machsif, that means light green, not dark green, pale green. Acherim omrim, kol yerek mar, yesh lo saraf v'bana machsifin. Any bitter type of vegetable has both of these. And Rashi says, and that's why all of these are requirements for maror. It's gotta be, bitter, and it has to be, has liquid, has to be moist when you break it, and it has to be a light, a pale type of green. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kula, Midiver, Kula, Nilmad, Yerek, Mar, Yesh, Lassar, Vavana, Machsifin, Amar, Afuna, Halacha, Ki'a, Cherim. Okay, that's the identity issues. Viter. Ravina, Ashkel, Chela, Rav, Acha, Bere, the Rava, Tavi, Mahader, Amari, Risa. Ravina found Rav Acha that was, he was looking all over, he wanted to use Merisa, he wanted to use that vegetable for Marar. Amale Mai Daitech. He says, what do you look, why are you looking so hard for? The Meririn Tvei, what, it's more bitter? It's very bitter, it's the most bitter, that's why you're looking for that one? But Vaha Chazeres Tanan. In our Mishnah, Chazeres is the first on the list. Vitana Devei Shmuel Chazeres. V'yamar Eboshia Mitzvah B'Chazeres. That's the Iker. Lechadchila is to use Chazeres, which is what we call romaine lettuce. Right? That's the Lechadchila. And therefore, what are you looking for the other ones for? V'yama Rava, my chazeres, chasa. And what is chazeres? Chasa, the lettuce. U'may chasa, why is it called chasa? Shechas rachmana ilavan. That Hashem had compassion and rachmanis on us. That's why it's called chasa. Let's just finish this section and then we will talk about a number of points. Amar Shoba Nachmeni, Amar Bionason, Loma Nimshlu Mitzrin Lo Kamara. Why are the Egyptians called Marar? Lomar Lacha. Ma Marar Zesh at Chilasa Rach Vasofa Kasha. Just like this Marar starts off soft and becomes hard, and becomes even bitter. Af Mitzriim Tchilas and Racha. When we first came, they said we're going to pay us. We're going to work for them. It's all going to be good. Vesof and Kasha, and the end is Kasha. And that's so just like Mara, so to the Mitzriim. Amar Lehadri, he's like, oh, I didn't know, and therefore now I'm only going to get Chazeres. Period. Couple of important points. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch Harav here discusses a question that many of us have had throughout the ages, and that is romaine lettuce really bitter? Is it really bitter? Is this really marar? If you need to so focus on the tongue, is it really bitter? So one might say that it is bitter, we're just used to it. We happen to eat marar the whole year, but we're used to it. But another type is, and I once had romaine lettuce like this, we have romaine lettuce after it's processed somewhat. If you would not process it as much, and you would leave it in the ground more, that's what the poskim say, based on this Gemara. If you reharvest it earlier, but if you really leave it in the ground, it would be even more bitter. But as long as this is the type of item that has bitter nature to it, and bitter, remember, doesn't mean hot, doesn't mean sharp, doesn't mean your face has to turn red, beet red when you eat it, like the other horseradish. Oh, I don't feel like it's marar unless I eat that. No. You have to know what marar is, especially if somebody uses the hot stuff. You have to make sure, all together, you have to use a kezias. That's the maker adin. So to be mashlim, they want to use that, that's fine, but one has to make sure that they have the shear of marar. So Shulchan Aruch Harav says in Tafai and Gimel, the same thing about marar. Afal pi, shekol hei minim elu, nikra marar, balashin Torah, mikal makom, midivrei sofrim, mitzvah lachzar, achar chazeres. It's a mitzvah. V'yafilik nosu b'damim yakarim, even to spend money on it. Just like an Esrog Hadar. V'yafalpi, here's the line. Shachazeres ein b'marirus. Even though it's not as bitter to us, even the Shulchan Aruch Harav said 300 years ago, mikom makom, kshishoha bekarka, miskashe hakelach shela, v'naase mar ma'od. Umibnekach, yinikreiz marar, umitzvah lachzer achareha af kshihi misuka. Lefisha mitzvah zmarar, yizecha lamashe marar, mitzvim ischaya vosein, about his perach, v'im nishadam tchila beperach, ade piyusim, and then it became there. So you might say, but what do you mean? The whole point is taste. The point is the taste is what defines the chefsa. And therefore, once this chefsa is defined as marar, and it reminds us of this gemara about the mariris, it started off okay, and then it got bitter. So that is enough for us to be yotzei the mitzvah. The Aruch HaShulchan also says this. Chazon Ish is not so happy about this. Chazon Ish likes that you have to mamish have something that is more bitter to make sure you have more bitter types. But this is the discussion of the poskim, and the minhag ha'olam is to use. And Rova Poskim say that one should use the romaine lettuce, even though it's not as bitter, either because it is bitter, we just don't realize it, or it would be bitter if we would leave it in the ground more to be able to become more bitter. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Tafai and Gimel in Sif Hei. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah there, he says, V'yesh li zoher. He says it's hard to get lettuce, so we eat the horseradish. V'hu chrein. V'yeshli zar shlo lechol asok shushalim. Shekematu sakana. V'ein bo mitzvah. Shemachmas charifusa hu mazeh gadol. Says Mr. Brewer, sometimes some of the horseradish that they use for marar, if you eat so much of it, it's gonna hurt you. V'lachin tzarech lefaro al ribeizen. Right, you have to chop it up and grind it. Ulamito kach magulon, leave it open and reveal for a little bit so it becomes a little softer. Vas mafik harifuso. The agra hinig, the grower was machmen not to be mefarad until he came home from shul, so the tam wouldn't be so lessened. Alifaros achar biyasov yichasenu ar hancholas haseder. Okay, but this is the discussion in the poskim. Again, meikra din. The poskim say one should use something that you can use a kezias of, and that is the romaine lettuce. Good. The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Kuflam and Beis, in Por Tahara, where he says, if there is a chshash of bugs, of tola'im, in one type of marar, even if it's a more mehudar type of marar, you know, one should it be mahadir and machmir while there is other issues and problems related to it. So one has to make sure that whatever type of mara one uses, one makes sure they're not being makel in another area of halacha in terms of types of bugs on certain types of mara. Okay, two other points. Where should we say it? One of these is the Margolius HaShasir. Margolius HaShasir quotes the Shem Yishmuel. Shem Yishmuel says, relating to our idea of marar, isn't it fascinating? Actually, he doesn't say this yet, but we'll mention this in a second, that why do we marar? Right, which marar do we use? We use the chasa. The chasa is chas rachmana alavan. Chas rachmana? Marar, isn't marar usually the item that we remember the bitterness of Mitzrayim? And Dafka the Gemara says, oh, marar is, we remember the rachmanis that Hashem has. What do you mean the rachmanis? Marar is remembering the bitter. So maybe this has to do with what we discussed a couple of days ago. Just like matzah has a dialectic, matzah reminds us of Hashem redeemed us very quickly, and al shenigol avosinim Mitzrayim, like the Mishnah says later on, matzah, 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 but also matzah, shuma, halach ma'anya, the achol avasar, bar the Mitzrayim, and the Abu Dram, that this is captive food. So matzah is both. It reminds us of geula and reminds us of gullus. Put maror on that list as well. Maror also has dual elements that we're supposed to feel at the Seder. Number one, the pashas of maror is the meribrus and the bitterness, and we don't do haseba by maror because it reminds us of the bitterness. That's what maror is about. But on the other end, if you look closely, first of all, in the order, Pesach, Matzah, maror. Shouldn't Matzah be after the maror? Pesach, maror, Matzah. Right, because marar is the shibud, and matzah at least has this element of geula. So shouldn't that be first? And also this gemara of nimshul mitzrayim kamarar, right? And chasa chas rachmana. So says the Shem Yishmuel, no, because there's also a positive element to the marar too. As we've said, as the many point out, every tzara that we have personally and nationally is ultimately for our good. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what we need and what we need to become proper over the Hashem. Right, the Shem Yishmuel says on Pesach Tafresh Ayin Zayin that we needed the original subjugation in Mitzrayim to realize what it means to be subjugated and then be able to be proper subjects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach la'anal yishlomar, de la'achar ha'cheiris, k'she Yisrael kibbo al atzmam ol Torah, u'mitzvos, nasa ha'shibud l'mafrei l'to'elas l'shevach. Right, it becomes a sheva because now we know what shibud means. You know what it means? And we understand different types of mishabdim. What a para was and what a kadosh baruch hu is. Lahavdil, elef alfi avdalas. Umashanu ochlam amara hu, shonu mishabkin la kadosh baruch hu al hashibud meikara. That's what the Beis HaLevi says also on Hallel. Odecha ki ani sani. Fatihi lili shua. We give hodah even on the inuit, right? And so we say in Ala Nisim, Ala Melchamos, Sha'asisa Lavaseinu. Even the Melchamo, because we realize everything is part of the divine picture. That's what the Shem Yishmuel says about matzah, and that's this Gemara where it has a dual meaning. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, so we just spoke about chasa and chazeres being the lechachila. Amalei Rav Ruchumi la'abaya. Mimai dahai marar min yereku. How do I know when the Torah says you have to have something bitter? How do you know it has to be a vegetable? Ema meririsa de kufya. Maybe it means like a bitter fish. So where's it? No, dumi de matzah. Ma hekesh of matzah. Ma matzah gidule karaka. Just like matzah grows from the ground. Av marar gidule karaka. So too marar grows from the ground. So it can't be a fish because a fish is not gidule karaka. The ema hirdof. Maybe it's hirdof. What's hirdof? Hirdof, Rashi points out, is the tree that Moshe Rabbeinu used in Marah, the bitter tree that Moshe used in Marah to be mamtik the waters. The bitter tree of the bitter water, he threw it in. So maybe that's what it's referred to. That's gidule karka. No, dumya de matzah. Ma matzah min zraim. Af marah min zraim. Just like matzah is a type of plant, so dumara has to be a type of plant. Ve'ema harzifu. Maybe it means harzifu, which is a type of plant, but it is poisonous for an animal. Poisonous for an animal. So Mara said, no, dumi de matzah. Ma matzah sheni kachas bakesav meiser. Just like matzah can be bought with meiser sheni money when you go to Yerushalayim. Amar shenika bakesav meiser. So Mara has to be something that can be bought with kesav meiser. And harzifu cannot be bought with meiser because it's not a prima achal. Good. Continue two more lines. Amalei Rabba Barchan Labaya, Ema Marar Chad. Maybe Marar only means one type. Maybe one type. Rashi says maybe it means the most bitter type. Others, the Tzlach here says maybe it means, should mean the Chazeres. Marorim Siv. It says Amatzah Marorim plural. Ema Marorim Shrei. Maybe that only means two, not five. Tumi de Matzah. Ma Matzah Minim Harbe. Af Marar Minim Harbe. Period. Okay, two points. Number one is Tosfos. So, an important ha'ara here. Tosfos asks a question where there are fascinating answers in the Rishonim. Tosfos said, the Gemara suggested, maybe it's Herodof, maybe it's Herzov. So, asks, Tosfos says, they have a similar question by Hadas. If you look in the Gemara in the third parak in Sukkah, the Gemara is trying to figure out what does it mean. What did the Dalin mean? It means priyates hadar kapos tamarim va'anaf eitz avos. Anaf eitz avos. What is anaf eitz avos? The Gemara says maybe it means hirdof. And the Gemara said there, derachea darche noam. Derachea darche noam, meaning what? Rashi there in Sukkah says, because it's poison for a behema. So you can't use that. So what about here? Why did the Gemara answer that here? So Tosfos says, it could have answered it here too. Right, we don't want to use a poisonous item to do a mitzvah with. So that's why the Gemara could have answered it here too. It just didn't. That is Tosfos. If you look in the Sfas Emes says no. Here the Gemara couldn't have answered it. Terachet Achenom over there means it's impossible that that's what the Torah meant by Hadas. Here you could use eight different items for Marar. One of them would be this Hirdof. Okay, that's not an undermining of Derachat Drachei Noam. The fact that you can use it. If you would have to use it, that would be a problem of Derachat Drachei Noam. The Torah's ways are sweet, and it can't be that this is what the Torah meant to use. If you look on the Ran over here, the Ran says, no, wait a minute, there's a big difference between the two. Over there, Derachat Drachei Noam, it's poisonous, and you're involved, you have to shake it. And also, another example that it said you can't use there is something with thorns. You're going to get your hands all bloody every time you pick it up. But here, there's a mitzvah of achila, so it might not be the same idea. Mitzvah of achila, it might be poisonous for an animal, but it might not be, have different rules for an etila versus an achila. But the Maram Chalava here says, this is marar. Derachat Drachei Noam doesn't apply to Marar. Where do we have Derachat Drachei Noam? We have our whole list that we like to mention. Derachat Drachei Noam is applied to Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Beis, says Derachat Drachei Noam, and therefore it can't be that a woman is going to have to wait for 30 years for her Yavam to get older to be able to get married, and she's going to be stuck. Derachat Drachei Noam applies by in that Gemara in Sukkah. It can't be you're going to have to take a thorny branch to shake. Derachat Drachei Noam applies. The Radvaz has it in a tshuva relating to cutting off one's ear in order to save somebody's life. It applies in many different contexts. Right now, in the Meshech Chachma says that women aren't in mitzvah in puravu because there is no such thing as a painful mitzvah because of Derachat Drachei Noam. Okay, bris milah is a separate category. So it applies in many different contexts. But maror, it's about marirus. It's about the bitterness. It's about the pain. So says the Maram Chalava, vayimaros chayeim. We're not going to answer that by maror Derachat Drachei Noam, and therefore, That's the answer to Tosfos' kasha. Beautiful. The Chashuke Chemed, first one of the day, has a interesting, amazing Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Right, somebody came and asked Rav Zilberstein, there was a Jew, a very rich Jew, that had, after many years without having children, was blessed with children. Zera Shakayama. And he wanted to give 20% of all of his assets, a very large amount of money. He wanted to give it letipul becholim, right, to be involved with cholim, with sick people. He wanted to give it. Ha'im, and he asked, after he made that neder, I want to give it to help people who are sick, which does he give it to? He wanted to know whether it's kedai l'tron l'machleket puriot bebeit cholim or l'machleket inayim. He wanted to know whether he should give it to the fertility clinic in the hospital or to give it to the eye clinic. Why? Because relating to both, the Gemara says that there are four people that are considered kemes. Two of them are somebody who's blind and somebody who doesn't have children. And a mitzora, right, we have four people who are nechshav kemes. So his question was, do I give it to the fertility clinic or do I give it to the eye clinic? So, it says of Chaim Kanievsky, I think you should give it to the, if those are the two choices, give it to the eye clinic. Why? Because the Mishnah says in Psachim, unbelievable. The Mishnah says in Psachim here, the five types of Marar, and the Gemara says the first one on the list is the most chashev one, and that's the one we use chazeres. So too, when the Gemara lists off the four people that are chashev kames, what does it say? Ani, Mitzora, Suma, Mishein Lo Banim. Suma is earlier on the list. Earlier on the list than Mishein Lo Banim, and therefore he says, give it to the eye clinic, because that's earlier on the list, not Chazeres. Good. Then he quotes, the Zobasin quotes that the Mishnah Lachas, Rav Nachman Klein also discusses this issue, and he says, Lamaisa, if he made a nether to give it to Cholim, and then his question is, which one of these, unless he had these two in mind, I would give it to the ICU. I would give it to the people who are mamish pikuach nefesh right now. Cholim. Somebody, all of these are chashev kemes. Okay, on a halachic level, in a certain way. But what about people who are mamish pikuach nefesh? They're sakanas nefashes. He says, they come first, they're called them to all other cholim. And therefore, they ever did kadima, even to somebody who's blind, and even to somebody who doesn't have children. So, lemaisa doesn't say what happened, but that's what it seems like. He quotes that tshuva. Second, it seems like that's what he's noted to say it goes to the cholim that are mamish, sick, that need it. Good, let's continue. If there's time at the end, we'll come back to the Rashi about the tree from Mara, but first we'll continue now. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabba Bar Huna Amar Rav, five lines up from the bottom. Rabba Bar Huna says in the name of Rav, Yerako Shamru Chachamim, Shadam Yosef Bani Dechavasa BePesach, all these vegetables, Kula Nizra in Baruga Achas, they could all be Nizra in one Aruga, in one flower bed. They could all be in one area. Says the Gemara, one second, Lamemer, Delesbum Shiv Kelayim. What is Rav telling me? That all of types of Mara, they're not Kelayim with each other? You could plant them wherever they want, mixed into each other. Is that true? Masav Rava, boy, a minute. We learned in the Mishnah, first Mishnah, second Mishnah in Kelayim. Chazeres v'chazeres galin. Olshin v'olshei sada. Kreishin v'kreishei sada. Kuzbar v'kuzbar sada. Chardo v'chardo mitzri. All these types and their pair. V'dala'ata mitzri. V'haramutza. Einam kelayim zebazeh. All of these items are not kelayim with each other, but we assume it's every two. Chazeres v'chazeres galin in. Chazeres v'olshin lo. It's not that everything on the list is not kelayim with each other. It's each two. It's like the chardol on the chardol mitzri. And if you want to say you understand it as everything all together, that's not true. They're listed in pairs, and each pair is not kelayim with each other. So Gemara says, "My nizron dama rav nizron kilchasan." What does rav mean by nizra'in? They can be nizra together. It means in the proper way, not violating kelayim. That's what rav means. So what is and meaning you have to leave a certain amount of space. Says the Gemara, Kel Chasan. Rav is saying, according to the rules of Kelayim Tanina, we know that already from a Mishnah. What's the Chiddush of Rav? We know from a Mishnah they have to plant items in a flower bed in a way that they're not Kelayim. The Mishnah says, in Kelayim, it's quoted in Shabbos also, in Paragraph Yakiva, Aruga Shehi Shishal Shisha Tvachim, an Aruga flower bed that's 6x6, Zorin Betocha Chamisha Zoron, and you can plant five Zraim in that area, Arba Laba Ruchosa Haruga, V'achas Ba'emsa, four on the four sides, and one diagonally in the middle, as we'll talk about in a second. But you see from the Mishnah, you already know that anything can be planted kihil chaso. So what's the chiddush of Rav? So ma'u detema hani mili bizra'in. You might have thought, if you only had the Mishnah, that zra'in, seeds, these types of seeds can be planted properly in this area. Aval be yirakos lo, but yirakos, vegetables, maybe they get nourished from further out, and therefore you can't plant five in this small area. Kamash v'lan, you can. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Lo meimer diyirakos alima mizraim. You're telling me that vegetables are stronger and spread out farther in terms of their nourishment from zraim, but none. But that's not true. Also, that same Mishnah in Kelayim says, "Kol mina zraim ein zraim baruga achas." Zraim cannot be planted in one small aruga. Kol mina yirakos zraim baruga achas. You see, just the opposite. Yirakos are more lekula than zraim. So Gemara says, "Ma'u detema." You're right. This is what the chiddush was of Rav. Hani maror min zra'im ninu. You might think that maror was like a type of zera, and therefore it would be chamor kamash v'lon. You can be meiko. That's the chiddush of Rav. They can be meiko. Consider maror a zera. Says the Gemara again. Zra'im slaka daitach. Maror can't be a zera v'atanan yirakos. But our Mishnah v'atani bar kapar yirakos v'atani v'ishmal yirakos. Obviously, maror is yirakos. So Gemara says, "Chazeres is strichalei. Chazeres is the." Chiddush, why? Saka l'chamina, as we mentioned earlier, I might have had a havamina. Hold the sofa li kashos, or lahakshos. Since chazeres ultimately hardens and becomes more bitter and expands, nesiv l'rav chatfei. Maybe we should have to give it more space. Lav am Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina. Didn't Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina say it in a different context? Kelach shel kruv shel huksha, a kelach, the stalk of cabbage that hardens and widens. Marchivin lo beis roba. You have to give it more space. Alma kivin shesova lahakchus yavina l'rav chatfei by a kruv. So hachanami, maybe here too, nesiv l'rav chatfei. Kamash v'lan. The chiddush of Rav is that even though it hardens a little bit and expands and becomes more bitter, you do not have to give it any more space. You can just plant it as all other yirakos. Period. With the Mishnah that was quoted here from Kelayim and Shabbos, the Aruga by 6x6 Tfachim, and you can plant five in the middle. You can plant five in the middle even though they're going to be very close together. Very close. Five in this tiny little space. So if you remember, we discussed back in Masechta Shabbos a very important Ha'ara of Rashi. It's not Rashi says it there, but it's the Halacha. And that is the root of the Isser of Kelayim on a Doraisa level. The root is Maris Ayin. Much of Hilchas Kelayim is how it looks. Does it look like it's Be'erbuvya or not? Like the Mishnah says at Kelayim Rosh Tor. You could have two fields right next to each other. If one of the fields ends up in a point next to the other field. And if you would look from an aerial view, it would be clear that this is a separate Sadeh. So too, Rashi says here in Shabbos, Daf Pei Daled, where this is all quoted, Rashi says, Degabi, you could plant all of these, one in the four on the sides and one in the middle. No problem. And even though by the corners it's close to each other, the Ein Beinayim Harchaka Gimel Tfachim, the Yonkim Zemizeh, even though they are being nourished by the same soil, Ein Kan Beis Mechush, there's no problem. Degabi Kilayim Hekerahu Debeinon, Delo Levi Irbuv, Wow, so that's Rashi's Rashi, Tosi, or a different shot, but that's Rashi in Shabbos Pei Daled, that even if it's very close together, it just has to, as long as it looks separate, it is good enough. Again, halacha l'maisa and kelayim, one has to always make sure to ask and to make sure everything is done, kedasu kedin, but a major element of kelayim, even on a d'oraisa level. Usually Maris Ayin is on a d'rabbanan level. But on a d'oraisa level is the issue of how it looks. Okay, we continue. Two dots. Yosef behen bin lachem in yaveshim v'chulu. So the Mishnah said you could use marar, moist or dry. Amar of chizda lo shanu ela bekelach. That's only referring to the stalk. The stalk you can use even if it's dry. Why? Because even if a stalk is dry, if you open it up, if you break it open, it's going to be moist inside. Aval ba'alin lachem in yaveshim lo. But by the leaves, if they're totally dried out, they lose their shemarar, and therefore you can't use them. Ayva meditani seva bekelach shalahem mechlad dereisha alin. If the next line of the Mishnah says kelach, so it must be the first day of it's talking about alin, which is even the moist ones. No, Samara says pirushikim afarish. No, really the Mishnah is explaining itself. Kiktani bein at lachem bein yaveshna kelach. Lachem and yaveshim referring to the stalk. Mesi, is that really true? We learned in the following brisa. Yosef bohena b'kalach shalahen bein lachem bein yaveshin divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says you can use everything, the them or their kalach, moist or dry. V'cham omrim lachem yosef bohen yaveshin bein yosef bohen v'shavin she yosef bohen kamushin. Everybody agrees if they're withered, they're not dry, they're just withered and droopy, so then you can use them. Avalo kvushim v'lo shlukim v'lo mevushalin, as our Mishnah said, klolo shel davar koshi. And what's the root problem of this? If it tastes like mara still, it's okay. So, kavush mevushlan shalav do not taste like mara anymore. Right? That was the Chol Yaakov's point. If it's in water, it would taste like mara. Against that mug and Avram. But you see from here, look at Remeir's words, that bein lachem and yaveshim sounds like it's going on even the alin. The Gemara says, no, targum ha-kelach, that too, understand that that's only going on the second word of Rabbi Meir. It's going on the kelach, not on the alin. Period. Tana Rabbanon and Yosem and Kamushin. Mishur Mablazer Rab Sadak Amru Yosem and Kamushin. Machlokas, whether you could use withered leaves. Boy, remember Chama Maushi. So what's that machlokas about? Do withered have the taste or not? So you might say it has a certain level of taste. And the machlokas is that good enough to be called Tam Mora? Ask by Rabbi Barchama, Maushi Yezi Adam Yechavaso, Bimar Shalmaisha Sheni Birushalayim. Getting back to these sugyas that we had already, can you use Marar of Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim? Marar of Meiser Sheni. So can you use that? Again, Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim we already had. Can you use it for matzah we spoke about? What about for Marar? So we relate back to what we said earlier. Aliva to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, who said you can use it by matzah, lo tibay lecha. So that, there's no shayla. Hashta ba matzah da araisa nafik. Matzah, the mitzvah da araisa matzah, you could use Maaser Sheni. Ma mara durabanami moi, mara which is only durabanan, of course you could use it. Right? It should have less of a standard. Kitiboy lukhali bidurabi yosi aglili. The machloka, the question is within Rabbi Yosi aglili shita, who said by matzah it's no good. My. But matzah to oraisa hu dulonafik, by matzah, which is a mitzvah to oraisa, that's where you cannot use maaser sheni, avo mara drabananafik, but by mara which is only drabanan, you can. Odilma, or do we say, called a tikina, rabanan ke daraisa tikin, or do we say that all drabanans are paralleled after daraisas, and you would not be able to use mara either. And amarava mistavra matzah mara, mistama, matzah and mara have the same rules. And therefore, you cannot use maror of Maaser Sheni either. What's the chilek here? Daraisa derabanan. So Rashi here has 2 days. First day, our Rashi says is what's daraisa? What's derabanan? Matzah is Maaser Sheni daraisa. Right? Dagon tirosh v'yitzar. It's dagon. Maror is a yerek. Everybody agrees that Maaser yerakos are derabanan. So maybe that's what Rashi likes. That's Rashi's first day. Rashi's second day, he talks about bizman hazeh. Matzah bizman hazeh and maror bizman hazeh. Ma'azeh d'oraisa today and maror. And Rashi says, zusha mati and rakashali. I don't like that. Rashi says, why? Because bizman hazeh, mimaski maaser sheni l'Yerushalayim. Bizman hazeh, you're not bringing maaser sheni to Yerushalayim anyway. What do you mean bizman hazeh? And even if you want to say, it's like the opinion that says that's still Kedusha today, it should have said Bizman Hazeh. That's what Rashi thinks is talking about the issue of Trumas and Maestros. Remember, even the Rambam holds that Trumas and Maestros of vegetables is Drabana. Either way, 2 days in Rashi, the one that he likes is the Shumas and Maestras of Dagon is Daraisa, and Shumas and Maestras of Marar is Dirabaran. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but next time we will continue with other issues of Chametz coming up as we head towards 2 more blots left in this second paragraph of Masechas Pesachim.